Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we're visiting with an old friend, Amanda Havard. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, it's nice to see you.
Same. Now, last year we talked about the book The Survivors.
Yes.
And this year, the sequel, The Survivors, Point of Origin.
Yes, we're very excited about it.
This was always in the offing, correct?
Absolutely.
How many in the series ultimately?
There will be 5 books altogether. So this is our second piece that really kind of gets you up and running into the greater mythology of the story.
All right. Once again, it's called The Survivors, Point of Origin. Let me read the description you gave me, okay?
Sure.
1 year ago, Sadie Mathau was living among humans, existing as one of them. But now she wakes each morning in a house in the Survivor City, listening to the invocations and insults of her family members as they cope with their new future. And that new future includes a war. Now, where did the story ideas come from for the whole Survivor series, before we get into the specifics about this one?
For the series in general, I really look to history and mythology for a lot of ideas. I'm a big fan of looking at the holes in history, trying to see where we know a lot, but we don't know enough. And that's a great jumping off point for fiction for me. So the Salem Witch Trials are sort of the jumping off point for the whole Survivor series. And we play with the idea that there were a number of kids accused as witches then and exiled who've survived and are now supernatural creatures living among us.
You have to love it to write it. So what made you fall in love with the idea of writing this story and doing 5 different books about it?
Well, I think what I saw was an opportunity for a real journey story. You know, in young adult paranormal, which is where I am, there's so many stories that sort of make immortality seem like something to grasp. And so I was so interested in going from the side of an immortal who was really looking for mortality, for humanity, I mean, to be more normal, and really who would go to extreme lengths for that, wouldn't just want it. And so I saw the ability to tell a story about a community, about growing up, even if you're 150 years old, you know, all kinds of opportunities to really sort of dive in. And then the history and mythology pieces sort of fall into place, too, because I'm such a nerd when it comes to, I'm an academic nerd when it comes to that kind of thing, where I really saw a lot of opportunity to kind of weave a puzzling web of a story about all this.
The reviews have been great for The Survivors' Point of Origin. When you hear words from your readers like astounding, and we have seen reviews that say astounding, what's your reaction to accolades like that?
I mean, it's pretty much pure joy. You pour your heart and soul into this kind of thing, and I think I've been so excited, long awaited, to get the second book out to show people really where we're headed. And so the instant responses that are astounding and words like that are just, they're very gratifying, because I do know that this was something planned on a massive story arc from the very beginning. So to really get people into it and into the next step and see where we're headed, that's all I've been waiting for, and it feels so wonderful for people to react well to that.
Now, do you already know where you're going with 3, 4, and 5?
Absolutely. I knew the end when I wrote the beginning, so that's been the entire piece all along. Was there are 5 distinct pieces of this journey, and we're going to go on them.
And the book is a young adult book.
Yes.
Give me the age that would love reading this.
I mean,
stuff.
We say 7th grade and up. I mean, we have as many adult readers as we do young adults, but you know, there's some darkness to it, so usually 7th grade and up is a great guideline, but that doesn't mean I don't get emails from 10 and 11 year olds who love it too.
Are you finding that your readers find Sadie lovable?
I think that's a really good question. I think it depends on the reader. Sometimes you're watching a character make very real mistakes and deal with the consequences of very real pressures in her life. And because of that, you don't always make the perfect choice. And so sometimes you want a character to be lovable and go, I'm totally into you and this is great and I'm rooting for you. And sometimes you're going to be like, what are you doing? And I think we get that response a lot. So it depends. I think one way or the other, people like following her journey, but I can't say they love her always. Sometimes they're mad at her.
Now, the genre is called young adult, but I mean, this is magic and misery, terror and triumph. It's got a little bit of everything, doesn't it?
It does have a little bit of everything. Something for everyone. You know, that's what we aim for.
All right. Now that you have 2 books under your belt, what's your best advice for aspiring authors or young writers? What would you like to tell them?
I think the biggest thing is you got to find a story you're passionate about, and it will come, and you will be able to tell it. And if you want to tell stories, you got to tell them. You got to look at the world around you and look for inspiration, and the people who are talking next to you, or, you know, hey, eavesdrop, observe, do all those things, and start wondering what could be, and go from there.
We're talking with Amanda Havard. She is the writer of the Survivors series, and the second book has just come out called The Survivors, Point of Origin. Amanda, lots of good luck, although it doesn't sound like you need it anymore.
Thank you. I appreciate it, though.